Hello, hello. Good morning on Sunday here in San Francisco. It's gray and the ground was all wet. It must have rained last night. And I am sipping my coffee and happy, happy, happy to be connected to you this morning. I have something really very important that I want to talk about. And I want to thank someone in our community who I've been having this conversation with via voice notes. And she has just greatly inspired me to go deeper into this topic and to explore some different pieces of it. And for confidentiality reasons, I'm not saying your name, but you know who you are, and I want to thank you. And everyone, this is what I want to say today. Earlier in one of the voice notes that I was exchanging with this beautiful person, she said something to the effect of, that's just not what we do. And it was in terms of a way of reaching out or a way of being in the world, a way of expressing herself. And as soon as she said that sentence or that phrase, that's just not how we are, that's just not what we do, that's just not what people do, however you want to say it, I realized that that was such a key to what keeps people from feeling more joy or more self-expression or more freedom in our lives. So many of you know my sort of personal turning point in my life 30 years ago. I always use the phrase, and this was very true, which is why I use it, it felt like an iron wall was closing in on me. It felt like an iron wall was closing in. And there was a pinprick of light in that iron wall that was my turning point. It changed everything for me. And I use that story a lot. I use that metaphor because it's so visceral for me. And it always takes me right back to that place of anxiety and self-loathing and depression and fear. When my friend said, that's just not what we do, I realized that that iron wall was the weight of all of my lifetime up until that point in which I was taking on all these things of how I should be and how people should be and what people should do and how people should act. And this is the way to do this. This is the way to do that. This is the way you do this. This is what a good person does. All of that was piled on to the point where there, at least as far as my memory serves, it doesn't feel like there was much me left. That I often talk about, I'm laughing because thank goodness I can laugh about it now. It was not funny at the time, but it's so sweet now. I used to refer to her as Cardboard Sherry because it was sort of as if I was really good at taking on all of those ideas of how people should be and creating a cardboard cutout that I could present to people. Here she is. Here's the person you want. Here's the person that I'm supposed to be. Look. And it feels so important to talk about. And I want to know, here's my big question. I want to know if this resonates with you at all. Like, are you listening to this thinking, what the heck is she talking about, that crazy woman? Are you listening and there's a part of you who knows what that is like? Did you grow up with that sense of that there was a way to be and that over time that the quote unquote real you has gotten pushed aside or been hidden? Maybe she's hidden with certain people and not with other people. I'd really love to know. I'm hoping that you might be inspired to just hit reply and just send a sentence. It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to say a lot, but I'd just be curious. Just even say, I don't get it, or I do get it, or I'd really love to hear this, because this feels to me, as I said at the start of this voice note, like a central piece of what it is to be human being and what it is to feel fully alive. At least for me, I guess I keep coming back to that. Like, to me in my life, this is central. And the idea of how do we become ourselves fascinates me. Not how do we become ourselves, we are ourselves. How do we allow ourselves to live out loud? I think that's really what it is. How do we allow ourselves to live out loud? And so a couple things, I could go on about this forever, but when I was talking to my friend about this via the voice notes, two things popped in as the starting places that I see. And again, I'd like to hear from you. And for me, the two starting places seem to be, one, some form of meditation, some form of getting quiet, some form of detaching from all that clamor and clatter of the outside world and the outside voices to listen to what's true for us. I think, especially in this day and age, it's hard to know what is me and what is other, because we're kind of conditioned our whole lives, you know, with people's beliefs and other people's opinions, social media. There's so much out there telling us who to be and how to be. So I really believe that the first thing, and that doesn't have to be formal meditation, but it could be a walk in the woods. For some people, it's a bicycle ride or playing guitar or just sitting on the porch and looking at the birds. But what is it that allows us to hear and discern our own true self? And then the second thing that I think is so key is to either create or find your tribe, or I don't know how you, I don't really like the word tribe. I'm sorry, it's not a good choice of words, but how to find your people, how to find that kindred spirit, whether it's one person or a group of people who helps you, not who helps you, who invites the real you. So that's, I think, something that really fascinates me. How do people find the people in their lives who are the ones that coax out the best parts of us? I'm putting best in quotes because you can't really see it, but the best parts being, I don't know, the parts that make us feel juicy and alive and fun and spirited and thoughtful and curious. Those parts that feel vibrant, as opposed to cardboard Sherry, right? Cardboard Sherry was, oh yeah, I liked that movie too. Oh yeah, whatever, dot, 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 you know? And I don't know, I'm going to stop there with that piece. I want to share two more little things with you before I go and send this off to you. But one is, I was cleaning out my office last night. The studio was just a bloody mess with just papers everywhere, and it looked like a tornado had come through here. And when I was picking up things, one of the things that had fallen to the floor was a little, I have these little pop-up cards that have quotes in them, and I like to send them in envelopes to people. And one fell on the floor, and on a whim, I thought, oh, you know, like as if it was a little gift for me. So I was like, oh, look what someone gave me, a little pop-up card. And I opened it, and it's the quote from Marianne Williamson that many of you may know. And yet, I think maybe because we hear it so often, we may, I know I do this, sometimes just not hear it. But I want you to really listen, and as if you've never heard this before. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. That is a powerful quote, because if anything I've said resonates with you, it's likely you'll also resonate with the fact that oftentimes it feels like we need to hide and that we can't shine because people won't like us, or it's too much, or it hurts their eyes, whatever. I love this quote. And the last thing I want to leave you with is a similar message. And those of you who were on my group coaching call last Tuesday heard this poem, but I want to read it again. And even if you were there, don't hang up yet. Listen again. I really see poems like prayers, and there's something about the repetition of them that helps us to truly start to live into some of these messages. If it's a message you want to live into, of course. I don't want to tell you, because then I would just be another one of those people telling you how to be. That would not be a good thing. Okay. This poem, and here's the other thing I think that's interesting about this poem, is that I first heard this poem 20 some years ago. So it was a much closer time to that depression and suicidal period and not knowing how to be myself period. And so I think it has a very special connection for me and special meaning for me as a way of a sort of a coming out poem. It's called God Says Yes to Me by Kaylin Haught. I asked God if it was okay to be melodramatic, and she said yes. I asked her if it was okay to be short, and she said, it sure is. I asked her if I could wear nail polish or not wear nail polish, and she said, honey, she calls me that sometimes, she said, you can do just exactly what you want to. Thanks, God, I said. And is it even okay if I don't paragraph my letters? Sweet cakes, God said. Who knows where she picked that up? What I'm telling you is yes, yes, yes. So I, on this gray Sunday, want to leave you with those yeses. Yes, yes, yes. I absolutely love Kaylin Haught for writing this poem because it's a poem of permission. It's a poem of pure permission. Sweet cakes, honey, you can do exactly what you want to. And of course, I know I don't need to say this to you because you are wonderful, good-hearted, loving, beautiful people. Of course, she doesn't mean harm anyone or harm anything. But what she means is you can be exactly who you are. You can love the way you want. You can love who you want. You can dress the way you want. You can sing off-key out loud if you want. You can like foods that nobody else likes. You can listen to music that no one likes. You can do hobbies that nobody else in the world is doing. You can say things that are quirky and off the wall and bizarre and things that when people look at you like they don't even know what you're talking about. That's okay. In fact, that's everything. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So I challenge you today to say yes to yourself, to say yes to something where you feel an inclination, you feel an urge, you feel a desire, you feel a nudge to say something or do something, bring something into the world, to do whatever it is. It can be so tiny. It might be you get the urge to skip and you feel silly, but you do it. I challenge you to say yes to something today and watch how it feels. Extra credit if you call yourself honey or sweetcakes at some point during the day. As always, love to hear from you. Just hit reply to my email and tell me anything. Tell me whether you resonate with any of this. Tell me if you took my challenge. And I look forward to possibly seeing you on Tuesday again. I'm having another group coaching. I have a new idea. Oh, I guess I'll put some information on the same page as this. Sending you love, sending you many, many, many yeses. Bye-bye.